We're back here on Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. As we get ready for training camp, in fact, they're building the bleachers right behind us. Let's preview the offensive side of the ball, Paul. And it is the second year in Ben McAdoo's system. What type of differences or shifts or changes can we expect in year number two, or is it going to be more of the same?
Well, I think one thing that you'll see a little bit more of are passes to the running backs coming out of the backfield, and that, of course, is why the Giants signed Shane Vereen from the Patriots during the offseason. They gave him a free agent contract because they want to have more of that option for Eli Manning to look at the checkdowns and some of the short release stuff.
And a good variety of running backs as well. There'll be a very effective rotation between Rashad Jennings, Shane Vereen, and, of course, Andre Williams, and perhaps maybe somebody else on that roster as well. We'll find that out during training camp. Now, at wide receiver, Paul, last year you didn't see a full-strength Cruz and a fully integrated Odell Beckham Jr. on the field at the same time. The Giants have a lot of weapons to play with outside.
Well, they really do. And, you know, don't forget the addition of Harris from the Cowboys, special teams guy, but can also do some damage at wide receiver. We really believe that we've seen a lot of good things out of Corey Washington this spring, John. And he could be a very, very strong red zone threat. He told us that that's one of the things he thinks they're going to use him at during the course of the season this year. So, yes. With the guys coming back and Reuben Randall, who showed so many great flashes at the end of last season, the Giants should have a lot of weapons on the outside.
Could be a breakout fourth year for Randall. And then, of course, Larry Donnell coming off his breakout year can be a real big weapon at tight end. But, Paul, let's get to the offensive line. Do you think the five offensive linemen, where they are set up now, left to right, Flowers, Pugh, Richburg, Schwartz, Newhouse, is going to be what we see opening that against Dallas?
I do not. I do not believe that. I do think that during the course of training camp and during the preseason, the Giants will have to do some juggling there. It remains to be seen exactly what the final five will be against the Cowboys. I'm not ready to predict that yet because I do believe there are too many unknowns over the course of the next couple of weeks.
And finally, and we both agreed on this, looking at him separately, Eli Manning looked as good as we've ever seen him in a Giant uniform this spring. Sharper, better velocity, more accurate.
Well, you know, he took some baseball drills during the course of this offseason to improve his motion and his strength. And I'll tell you what, it was astounding to watch him throw the ball in the course of the mini camps and the OTAs. I agree with you, John. I think he looks really, really good right now, and that only can bode good things for the Giants.
It could be a dynamic offense for the Giants on the field this year. We look forward to seeing the first glimpse of that at training camp. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.